When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I'm a hurting unit, but I'm here today. And yes, the voice won't be as strong as it normally is because the beer pong games get quite intense at that neighborhood gathering. So the double deep fried turkey night was a huge success in the doubles division of beer pong. In the opening round, we rally from 4 cups to 2 cups down. And then in the championship round, we were down 3 cups to 1 cup. We rallied to get the victory, so claim the doubles crown. And then in the main event, the sanctioned men versus women event, we lose game number one. And then in game two, it finishes in controversial fashion. I'm able to make one on the last ball in the last cup to send it to a bonus round. We get that. And then we, in game number three, the brother-in-law Mikey steps up. The neighbor Craig steps up. The neighbor Dusty steps up. I struggled in game number three, but they carried me and we get the job done. We keep the hardware at home. And yes, we take beer pong so serious that we have a traveling trophy and we have a t-shirt for beer pong. So yes, we love the game. Next sanction event going to be on New Year's Eve. So I'm going to look at that beautiful trophy in my house for the next 5 weeks. So happy Turkey Day, everyone. Yesterday on the podcast, we lose $12.30. We pushed on South Dakota State to end the day at a -4. Those college basketball games are so competitive. I think out of our 7 college basketball games yesterday, 5 of them came down to the final possession to determine who was going to win and who was going to lose. Oh, college basketball is awesome, baby. There's no doubt. So it is Turkey Day. Happy Turkey Day. One of my favorite days of the year. So first of all, I want to say thank you to all of you for listening. We've been doing this podcast for what, about 4 months now. It's kind of crazy to think about. Some of you started with us before my wife purchased me a mic for my birthday. I know we sound a little tinny back in the day, but you stuck with us. Lots of mistakes along the way. As you know, I struggle with names, schools, cities, nouns, and verbs. But other than that, I'm pretty solid. I don't have any editing software or anything fancy. So our shows are not as clean and as polished as maybe they could be or should be. But I love doing this podcast, and I check our downloads almost every hour. I'm so grateful to see downloads in several countries each day, plus cities I can't find on the map, like Henrico, Virginia, Utica, Michigan, El Dorado Hills, California, Bingham City, Utah, Bloomfield, Connecticut, Gurnee, Illinois, Barbeville, Kentucky, I can't pronounce it, and Henderson, Tennessee. Thank you very much. In each of those cities, we've had over 100 downloads since starting the podcast. So greatly appreciate it. You must be listening almost every day. So thank you to whoever you may be. Meanwhile, Las Vegas, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and Phoenix, you're our top 5 cities so far for downloads since we started the podcast. So thank you very much for listening there. Canada, well, you've overtaken Iceland as our number 2 ranked country. So I know adding hockey must have helped our show. So once again, thank you everyone everywhere for listening to us, especially listening to me ramble on this Thanksgiving morning. And a final quick shout out to Justin C. He submitted a nice 5-star review last week. Thank you very much, Justin C. I'm told positive reviews help grow the podcast. So thanks again. Now let's get to the card today. It is the Bears at the Lions. So the 3rd time in 4 years they meet on Thanksgiving Day. And this one's got a lot of storylines. The Lions are trying to avoid the winless season. The Bears, well, we don't know who's going to be coaching them tomorrow. I guess it's still going to be Nagy, but we'll find out. The Bears are 7-3 to the under. They lost 16-13 to Baltimore last week. The Lions are 7-3 to the under. They lost 13-10 at Cleveland last week. There is no Sid Luckman, Bobby Lane, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Harlan Hill, or Calvin Johnson on the field today. Yes, those are some of the great names of the past. Turnovers, special teams, and crazy things can kill unders. But I just don't see the skill position players out there to do it today. I'm going to take the under 41.5 between the Bears and the Lions. Game number 2 on Turkey Day, it is the Raiders at the Cowboys. The Raiders are 5-5 to the under. Last week, they lost to Cincinnati 32-13. Meanwhile, the Cowboys are 5-5 to the under. They lost 19-9 at KC last week. So Cooper is out. Lamb is questionable. I expect the Cowboys to pound the rock today. Carr is capable of burning the Cowboys secondary deep, but he seems to have reverted back to check down Carr of late, going underneath. They might cover, but I don't see the Raiders winning. I'm going to play the under 51.5 with my family in Dallas getting their favorite dessert, a Cowboy W on Turkey Day. And then our final game in the National Football League, it is going to be the Bills at the Saints. The Bills are 6-4 straight up, 5-4-1 against the spread. Last week, they lost it by 26 to Indianapolis. Turnovers killed them, of course. The Saints, meanwhile, 5-5 straight up and against the spread. They lost by 11 last week at Philadelphia, and it wasn't even that close. Lots of garbage points late in that one. So this game has me nervous. What happened to these two teams? The Saints upset Tampa, and then they lose their next three, giving up 30 points per game. I get the offense is banged up, but it is the D that has been killing them. Meanwhile, the Bills have lost straight up as a 6-plus point favorite 4 times already this season. The Bills may have pushed or covered in every win this year. Their average margin of victory in their victories, 26 points. 26 points for an average margin of victory in their W's. Their tightest win, 15 against Miami. Both teams need this one. I want to play the dog or the under, but my gut says we get the good Bills tonight. So I'm going to lay the 6.5 on the road with Buffalo over New Orleans. So let's recap our three games in college basketball or football in the National Football League. I told you I'm a struggling, hurting unit today. It is the Bears and the Lions under the 41.5. It is the Raiders and the Cowboys under 51.5. And it is the Bills minus 6.5 over the Saints. Now let's get to college football. Play number one is a system play. It is an unranked home favorite versus a ranked opponent. So Mississippi State flattened Tennessee State by 45 last week after upsetting Auburn the week prior on the road. Lane Kiffin and the Rebels are ranked 9th for a reason. This is a good football team with an improving defense. The last 3 weeks, they've given up 17, 19, and 14 against Texas A&M, Liberty, and Vanderbilt. Ole Miss won 31-24 last year, so this is a revenge game for Mississippi State. Play makes me nervous, but we're going to stick with the system. Mississippi State, minus 2 over number 9, Mississippi, is the play in the Egg Bowl. And then our final college football game of the day, it is San Jose State, plus 7.5 over Fresno State. So the Bulldogs are 8-3 with wins over UCLA, San Diego State, Nevada, and a tough 7-point road loss at Oregon. They beat New Mexico last week, 34-7. Meanwhile, the Spartans are 5-6, coming off back-to-back losses, including a 48-17 loss versus Utah State last week. So the Spartans have disappointed this year, but they are the team with the greater motivation today. An upset win, and they become bowl eligible. I'm going to grab the 7.5 points and take San Jose State over Fresno State. So the good news for me, no NBA today. I've lost 5 in a row there. I don't have to lose today, so we saved that $100. NHL, there's also no NHL today. A little sad about that. We've had back-to-back winners. But we do have college basketball, and we have a lot of good games. And we're going to play our traditional 7 games in college basketball, starting with Tom Izzo and Michigan State, minus 1 over UConn. So this game should be fun. UConn beat Auburn in overtime yesterday to remain undefeated. Michigan State slugged it out with Loyola winning by 2 late, but failing to cover the 3 for us. Today, we just need to kind of win. I'm going to take Sparty, minus 1. It's Michigan State, minus 1 over UConn. Next up on the docket, we're playing Iona, plus 12 over Alabama. So both teams are perfect on the season. Bama has covered in similar situations versus Louisiana Tech and South Dakota State so far this year, but those games were at home. This one's on a neutral floor. Rick Pitino can still coach, and he will have his club given the maximum effort today. So I'm going to take the Gales, plus 12 in this one. Next up, we're going to play New Mexico, plus 12 over UAB. So the Lobos are 3-1 this season. Only loss was at Colorado by 11. They are 3-0-1 against the spread so far. UAB is also 3-1 with a 3-point loss this year at South Carolina. I played Rick Pitino plus 12. Now I get to play Richard Pitino plus 12. I'm taking the Lobos plus 12 over the Blazers. Next up, it is Richmond plus 1 over Maryland. So the Spiders have losses at Drake and on a neutral court against Utah State. They beat Hofstra last time out by 13. Meanwhile, Maryland lost to George Mason by 5. And in their last time out, they beat Hofstra by 2. So the Terps have the name, but the better game belongs to the Spiders. I'm on Richmond plus 1 over Maryland. Next up on the docket, we have Drake minus 2 over Belmont. So this is a great mid-major matchup in this one. Belmont already has a 38-point win over a Missouri Valley school on their resume when they beat Evansville. They also have a nice win this year over Furman. But Drake is my team this year. I love this club. Last time out, they rallied to beat Richmond by 3 at home. I'm going to take the Bulldogs minus 2 today over Belmont. Next up, it is Louisville minus 1 over Mississippi State. So Ben Howland has his best team so far in Starksville. Perfect record so far, and they're doing it with ease. Meanwhile, Louisville stubbed their toe against Furman, and they have failed to cover in 3 of 4 games. Nonetheless, I just need to win this one, and I think Chris Mack is going to deliver. I'm on the Cardinals, minus 1 over Mississippi State. Then our final game on our card, it is Syracuse, plus 2 over Arizona State. Oh, Jimmy Boeheim. This guy frustrates me. Lost to VCU yesterday by 12 to open the tournament. That follows a 15-point loss at Colgate to start the year. The Orange are struggling. Meanwhile, the Sun Devils, they lost by 12 to Baylor yesterday and also have losses against San Diego State and UC Riverside so far this season. I never have a read on Syracuse, but I will always take Jim Boeheim after back-to-back losses. I'm on the Cuse, plus 2 today over Arizona State. So let's recap the rest of our card for today. In college football, the system play, Mississippi State, minus 2 over Mississippi in the Egg Bowl. It is San Jose State, plus 7.5 over Fresno State. And then in college basketball, we're on Michigan State, minus 1 over UConn. Iona, plus 12 over Alabama. New Mexico, plus 12 over UAB. Richmond, plus 1 over Maryland. Drake, minus 2 over Belmont. Louisville, minus 1 over Mississippi State. And Syracuse, plus 2 over Arizona State. Thank you for joining us on this Turkey Day. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. And as always, remember, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.